Welcome back, Friday night. Hoops is here. It is Varsity Hoops Live on 950 KJR. Dick Fain with you. We thank John Kiley for joining us, the head coach of the Olympia Bears in the last segment. And now it is time for our Dogman.com recruiting watch with our friend Aaron Beach. Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Oh, good, man. I think I'm about ready for the rain to end, though.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. This winter is too long. No question about it. Hey, you had an epic week last week. And when you just talk about the amount of talent in one show that we covered in the point guards in the state of Washington, that was one of the greatest we've ever seen in either our basketball or our football recruiting watches over the years. This shooting guard position isn't bad, but not quite as good as what we saw last week.
No, I mean, it's a special group of point guards right now. But, you know, these two guards, there's some great ones out there. And the thing about this position that's changed at the college level is that you're looking at guys now, you've got to be 6'4", 6'5", at least, to play that position anymore at the high major level. So it's a barrier anymore just to qualify for that position. But there's some really great guards out there.
And let's start where we left off last week. You basically broke down the Garfield Bulldog backcourt and talked about them as being a couple of the great point guards in the state of Washington. And they have a shooting guard in Jalen Nowell that everyone loves.
Yeah, he's easily my number one pick for the top shooting guard in the state right now. Such a high-level athlete, but really there aren't a lot of weaknesses to his game. He's a fantastic, perimeter player with a big defensive mindset, but you know what he does better than anyone else is he's got a throwback mid-range game that will remind you straight out of the 70s and the 80s. He's a blast to watch. He projects as a high-level college player and ultimately an NBA, NBA bound.
And he is one of Washington's top recruiting priorities. Do we have any, idea of where he's leaning?
If I'm a Husky fan, I'm feeling pretty confident that he's going to end up at the UW. You know, he's got half of the city of Seattle in his ear, tell him that they want him here and they want him badly. And, he's got the added perk of having one of his best friends, Dejon Davis, who will be right there with him in the backcourt. But he's got a lot of the Pac-12 looking at him. I know Cal's high on his list. Gonzaga's looking at him. But ultimately, I think you can feel confident that he's going to end up at Washington.
And he goes to Will Conroy's alma mater. You think Will Conroy is going to let a Garfield Bulldog out of the state of Washington?
Well, there's that, too.
That's
not just Will in his ear, though. You got Brandon. You got the whole crew there.
No question.
Directing him that way.
No question. Well, a guy across town, down the other side of the valley at Rainier Beach, there's always a great guard at Rainier Beach, and this year you like Sam Cunliffe. Tell me about the 6'6 senior.
Well, Sam's one of those guys that nobody had really heard of up until last year. He started to separate himself on the AAU circuit, but he was at Blanchett before, and, at Blanchett you don't get a lot of visibility. Well, he transferred over to Rainier Beach, and he's exploded here just early in the early going of the season. He's raising a lot of eyes. He's a big-time athlete, very versatile. He can shoot it from three. He's one of the best shooters in the state, and he's going to do some really big things down at Arizona State for Bobby Hurley.
And Arizona State's gotten a couple of local kids. This will be two now. Shaq McKissick from the Kent area, right? It's down there at Arizona State.
He is. And, they've become kind of a destination. I mean, who wouldn't want to spend time in Tempe? I don't know how much time you spent down there, but there are definitely some perks.
No question. I was down there for the Super Bowl, and I just decided I'm going to go over and check out a Pac-12 basketball game. So I went over to Tempe and watched Arizona State play Oregon. But you know what? That place is a dump, man.
The
surrounding areas and the scenery surrounding Tempe is very, very good. But I was not impressed with the basketball facilities there at Arizona State. All right. Also at Rainier Beach, Sam's running mate Kevin Porter Jr., 6'4", and a youngster just in the sophomore class.
Well, and here's the thing. I think these days, if you're going to play at Rainier Beach and be a wing, you have to adopt the J crossover. That's just that's what you have to do. It's a requirement there, and he does it very, very well. He's a big-time shooter, a very good athlete. He's versatile, too. He can pass the ball. He's got some good instincts, some really good feel, a lot of on-court savviness. Like him a lot, and he's got an offer from Washington and Montana. and there will certainly be more suitors coming.
I know you have someone ranked higher than Keith Smith, and we'll come to him in just a second. But since we're on Rainier Beach, let's finish out the trifecta of Rainier Beach two guards. You got three from the same school in your top five in the state. Keith Smith, a guy that burst on the scene. We saw him early last season, and then he got injured. I believe it was in the Eastside Catholic game because I was there, and all of a sudden he just kind of disappeared from the game. And what really wasn't It didn't appear to look like a serious knee injury. He was kind of limping around a little bit, went to the bench, and then we never saw Keith again that season.
Yeah, that was kind of a shame because prior to the injuries, and he's had a couple of them now in his knees, he was probably the top overall college prospect in the state. And that's not to say that he can't get back there again. I mean, he's just got a long road. Anytime you've got you're shedding that much rust, you know, you're bound to have some setbacks. So he's still, you know, one of the better prospects in our region. He's committed to Oregon, and he's, you know, he's got tremendous size. He's what, 6'6", 6'7". And for a player who can play really any of the three backcourt positions, that's ideal given, you know, the modern climate. But he's a tremendous shooter. He's a very good athlete. You know, he's smooth. People often compared him to Brandon Roy. So, you know, he's a fantastic prospect, as long as the injuries haven't, you know, set him back too far.
Yeah, certainly he'd be higher on your list had he been healthy. And finally, let's round it out. Let's go down to Tacoma and a junior and a little undersized for the shooting guard position, but talented nonetheless, David Jenkins from Wilson.
Yeah, you know, Tacoma's got a lot of talent right now. Foss, Wilson, Lincoln, there's a lot of D1 talent down there. And David Jenkins is one of those players that he is undersized at just 6 feet tall, but he's a guy that can put points up in a hurry. He's a cold-blooded shooter. He's definitely a two-guard, although he's going to have to, you know, at the college level, he's going to have to learn some point guard skills just due to his size. He's reclassified to 2017, but I've watched him hit some big shots, particularly on the AAU circuit. He made a big name for himself last summer down in Las Vegas. You know, he's a very impressive ball player.
How about anybody else that we have a name you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, I really like Michael Carter III from O'Day. He's a 2016 shooting guard, big-time. He's just got a very pure stroke. There's a kid over in Bothell by the name of Cameron Tyson. He's a 2018, a sophomore kid, that is another big-time shooter and has got some really bright prospects. And then there's a kind of a nifty, he's a smaller shooting-slash-combo guard, Elijah Pepper, over at Sela. He's a 2019 kid who's, he's impressed me with what I've seen of him so far.
Great stuff, Aaron. We'll talk to you next week. We'll take a look at the swing guys, the small forwards next week, all right?
It's a great class. Looking forward to it.
Great. Aaron Beach joining us as he does on a weekly basis. TheDogMan.com recruiting watch.